Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Figuratively and literatively.
That felt good.
Are you looking at the map?
I'm just now pulled it up. Oh, that's Washington. Washington.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at Alaska. So
you're looking at Alaska, my man.
Jesus. My bad.
You got to go one state over there, Chief.
Well, I was so fixated on the...
Oh, Rob.
Was that my Mike Shannon moment? One of many?
Well, I mean, we've all had a mine. Yarmulkula might be my highlight.
It says right here on yarmulkula.com.
Too confusing Hawaii and Alaska. That's tough. Tough to overcome. Yarmulkula. Someone asked me, he's like, will you do it a bit? No, not at all. I just looked up and was like, what the Yarmulkula? And Mike so patiently, that's how you spell yarmulke. Well played, Mike. Well played. By the way, this just in. BYU's playing Arizona State this weekend.
Ooh, about that's to one go, of my locks.
About to go 3-0 against the Pac-12.
No, they're not.
They are, because you know what they're doing.
What? Whiteout.
It's a whiteout.
Isn't it already?
Kinda.
No, if man. You know what I'm saying.
We got an African-American, well, a half-African-American
right?
quarterback for the first time ever.
That's a good preview of Robbing the Bank tomorrow. I got Arizona State.
Please.
Big.
You think you're going into Provo against the whiteout?
I do.
You know how I feel about the whites.
Football's football.
You know how I feel about the whites.
Again, you're teeing me up for all these drops. Mike's not paying attention, and I don't have a drop board. Therefore, we can't do this.
Nothing.
Okay.
Just throwing out whites for nothing now.
Scotland plans to launch a trial 4-day work week.
I'm behind the idea of the 4-day work week. It sounds fantastic.
Excuse me?
What?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are you... you're behind it. I thought you meant, like,
yeah,
you're behind on the idea.
No.
Like, you don't really like the idea.
Oh,
yes. Yeah,
well,
okay.
Who doesn't want to work 4 days? What I don't understand is how you can implement a 4-day work week.
Okay, just listen.
He's saying, like, isn't it just an individual company thing?
Well, not in Scotland, but here it would be, and which is why we'll never get it, because, damn it, because of ISIS.
Thanks, Obama.
Scotland plans to launch a trial 4-day work week. The decision was the culmination of a campaign promise made by the ruling Scottish National Party. Workers will have their hours reduced by 20%, but won't suffer any loss in compensation. The program will be funded by the SNP with a $14 million fund. That's U.S.
I was going to say, that doesn't seem like a lot.
The monies will be used to experiment with the abbreviated work week. Now, the government points to a recent poll in Scotland that said 80% of people responded to the idea positively.
Well, who?
I know, right? Who are those 20%?
Well, there are people on there that are probably going to be like, I don't buy it. I'm going to make less money. Because when you bring this up, there are bros and broettes that text you like, screw you. You're messing with my money.
No, there's, well, like I said, I just said, they're not, their hours are being reduced by 20%. They will not suffer any loss in compensation. Okay, so please try to pay attention.
People can't,
they can't a, listen. Listen.
No, they can't comprehend that because it seems unrealistic.
That's what they're doing. The respondents said the program would greatly enhance their health and happiness. They also pointed to positive results in other countries, including Iceland, New Zealand, and Japan.
Yes.
Some Scottish businesses have already started their own truncated work weeks. And then there's a couple examples. A number of other companies and countries have experimented with this type of work model. Spain had announced that it would run a trial 4-day work week. The Spanish government agreed to a 32-hour work week over 3 years without cutting workers' compensation. The pilot program, similar to what Scotland is doing, intends to reduce employers' risk by having the government make up the difference in salary when workers switch to a 4-day schedule.
I'm just waiting for Tucker Carlson to be like, socialism!
Japan is following Spain's lead. Now, I'm here to tell you that if this works in Japan, that's what we need. Because we're always watching Japan.
Well, you know, we're not. Because you know what Japan does all the time before the pandemic? Masks. And
damn
guess
it.
How well that went here.
Damn it.
You know what else Japan does? Mass public transport. And you know what we don't do here? Mass public transport.
High speed trains.
Yes.
Damn it.
Nah, it doesn't work.
I'm moving to Japan. Japan is considering implementing a 4-day work week. The government of Japan is leading the charge. It's somewhat surprising given Japan's hustle porn work culture.
Ooh, hustle porn. If I Google hustle porn, what comes up?
As bad or worse than Americans' propensity to work incredibly long hours with little or no vacation time, these strenuously long hours that salarymen put in led to death by overwork. It's so commonplace that Japan has a term for it. It's called karoshi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on. Way, don't Google hustle porn.
Don't. No?
It's there is an actual term, you know, for... You know, overworking, you well, know, long, long, hours long hours and stuff. Yeah. But, you know, exactly. Just be careful.
Whoa.
Be careful. See, you mentioned this.
Now, why is that hustle porn? That
I
just
don't
looks
know.
Like sex.
Exactly. I didn't understand it. I was like, what? But I read an article in the Wall Street Journal just a little bit ago where it said that there are some, because now that we're doing more at-home work, right, that there are some companies that are experimenting. This tells you where we're at, because you're talking about other parts of the world scaling back to 4 days. The article said that there are some companies that are viewing the fact that you no longer have to commute, right, as you're working less hours, mm-hmm. and they are going to start asking you to work more hours to make up the time you get off and not give you any more money.
What? Say yes. That. Say that again.
Okay. So there are. I'll see if I can find the article for you. It was a little bit ago, but it said that. So companies now view working from home as a perk and a benefit, and that you no longer have to commute. Right. That it's saving you time. But now they feel like you have more free time and you're spending less time, quote, working.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to start asking you to work longer hours at home for the same salary
because they think you're D'ing off.
Yeah, I guess. And that you're no longer having to commute, and that's an extra benefit, and that is worth more money.
So they're now saying that there was a commuter fee included in your salary.
Exactly.
See, you have to get up early, you have to fight traffic,
yes.
So we'll tack on an extra however many grand to your salary. But yeah. Now that that's gone, we're backing that out.
Yes.
You didn't know that was there, but
so it's just that you've got
there.
Other countries that are like, hey, let's scale
we didn't
it
know
back.
That was there until just a week ago.
Exactly.
And we've got now companies that are like, wait a minute. You seem happier and you've got more free time. We're going to put a stop. That's why the 4-day work week will never come here.
It's worked in Iceland. Between 2015 and to 2019, Iceland conducted test cases of a 35 to 36 hour work week without any calls for a commensurate cut and pay.
Guys, yeah. The office culture is just too important.
And then I love
it's
when
just too important.
And then when they show the office culture, it's just like an empty cubicle. Oh, and right here, we got a guy coming in. Pacific Power, cutting employees' pay by 10% if you stay at home and don't go to the office.
Really?
See? Yeah. I couldn't believe it when I read that.
I'd be up for that.
I was like, you have got to be kidding me. 10% pay cut?
Yeah.
But you work from home?
Oh, well, not necessarily with this job. I'm just saying, yeah. Like, if I had a desk job that with a stupid office where I had to wear nice clothes and stuff.
Khakis and whatnot.
Right. I'd consider it, depending on how much money I made. Mm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But for a lot of people, 10% is not a, you know.
Well, that's why I said depending on
how much money you make.
Big radio money. Cut out 10%. But we already get to come in flip-flops and shorts. And
yeah, this guy says, does this cut your guys' 20-hour work week to 16? Yeah. Yes, it does.
Well, I think it would be interesting.
We'd work the extra hour. We would do a five-hour show four days a week.
If you bros are all out there working only 4 days, how many shows would we just do four shows then a week?
Yeah.
We're still a drive time operation.
I think we'd do a Monday, Tuesday, break Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It'd be a five-hour show.
But the problem for us is the four-day work week would be staggered.
Yeah.
Not everybody. It wouldn't be three. Now, Friday is a weekend.
Yeah.
Right? So there would be people working every day of the original weekdays. So we'd have to do a show for them. Mm. We just have our listening audience would be lower because some people are at home.
All I know is I keep
it doesn't work well for us.
I keep reading articles in Bloomberg and Wall Street Journal that are all saying the same thing. We all think that we're going to have this revolution and working from home and better lives, and the companies are all giving us the bird, and they're like, yeah.
The companies don't care about us having better lives.
Nope. That it's two separate realities. What we think we should get and what companies think
your
we should get.
Your best life is here in the office.
Exactly. Mark. As Mike said, the office culture is just too important.
Think about all those awkward conversations you're about to have with coworkers that really boost your self-esteem.
I know I certainly feel better.
I think it's awkward.
I need those, like...
we took pay cuts anyway.
That's true.
Last year. Remember that?
I do!
What'd they cut us by, like 30% or something? Most people did.
Yeah, there was... Yeah, I think... But... I think a lot of people took pay cuts.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were happy just to take a pay cut and not lose their job.
Was that you?
Yeah, I'm grateful I didn't lose my job. I would not be good.
Yeah.
Rob apparently has so many other opportunities beating down his door. Me and Mike, however, I think we might need this.
There's a lot of life out there, JC Bates.
Yes, there is.
Nearly 90% of the working population in Iceland now have reduced hours or other accommodations.
Well, they do. Believe me, when you go to Iceland, they will tell you at every turn that they're like the second or third happiest
country.
They swear by it.
Easier to do in a country like that. But yes. Look, the movement is occurring. And it was laughed at several years ago. Now,
the Scots are on board. So
let's go.
Let's do it.
Do you believe humanity is doomed? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Okay. Hello? Okay. Hello. Oh,
and
Mike just told us to break.
And goodbye.
Why?
I don't want to break.
Who wants to break? We just came back.
Well, Mike wants us to break, but we're not going to.
Hustle porn. That's what I learned today.
I didn't know hustle porn was a thing.
That's a term for
overworking. Like,
yeah,
you know, just grinding.
Toxic life.
Yeah.
Problems. What? That wasn't right.
No balance between work and life. And then we also learned that just if you Google hustle porn, it just looks like regular porn. Couldn't really tell you what the difference between regular porn and hustle porn. Although at this point, what is regular porn? Like, how do you define?
Just sex.
Yeah, but like, there's a category for everything. So what is normal porn?
Sex. Like just man on top of woman.
That's it. Just Rob right there. Man on top of woman.
Yes.
Sex.
This is correct.
We now get a glimpse at
Feel Ryan. Good.
Rob, me on top, you below. Good.
Yeah.
Normal sex.
Booga booga.
That's it. Just ask Mike Shannon. He knows.
Oh. Well, he wouldn't know because he doesn't use internet.
He doesn't do the online.
No, he doesn't do the online
stuff.
Well,
he has kids, so he did it at one point.
Yeah, but
back in the 30s.
Yeah, it was through like a hole in a sheet, though. It was very wholesome.
Well, there you go. Basic. Okay. Well, we are going to break. And then when we come back, a major study of 10,000 young people across 10 different countries.
We're all going to die.
What percent of young people think humanity is doomed?
Okay. I'm guessing this is going to be pretty bleak, but let's do it anyways.
Now, you have to answer these this question.
Answer
both these.
Question three.
What is the airspeed?
It was an unladen
of an
swallow.
Unladen African swallow.
Unladen swallow, right?
African or European? I don't know. Ah!
What is your favorite color? No. Answer this. You choose, and then we'll see what happens. Because Sook's old, Mike's young.
Yeah.
Sook, is humanity doomed?
Yes.
Mike, is humanity doomed?
Yes.
Okay. What percent of young people think humanity is doomed?
I bet you it's a lot. 75.
Okay, here's Mike.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To all the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, you two schmoes both said humanity is doomed.
Yeah, I watched a thing with Neil deGrasse Tyson, Master of the Universe, and he told me that the universe is dying. We can no longer make stars, and every star that we have is decaying. So, yes, everything is doomed, not just us. The universe is dying. Now, it's going to take several billion years, but we're doomed.
See, that's a cop-out, though.
How is that a cop-out? You asked if humanity is doomed, and the answer is yes.
That's a technicality. You're saying, well, of course it's going to die off eventually, or we're going to spontaneously combust or whatever, but
yes.
The spirit of the question is more like, are we screwing ourselves?
Well, doomed, and then you got to get on a whole separate question of define doomed. We're screwing ourselves, yes, Are we going to eliminate ourselves?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Okay. So then your answer changes.
Yeah. So I need a little more clarity here on what exactly we're talking about.
So you said no. And
my
now
answer does not change because I knew what you were talking about.
You're still saying yes.
Yeah. I mean, I saw an article a week or two ago that said Gen Z is in droves going into climate careers because they're trying to save it. But yeah. I think it's too late.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've already passed the point of no return in that sense. And just because Gen Z in our country is doing that doesn't mean that people in other countries that are also hurting the environment are doing that as well.
Well, and herein lies my counter to that. I'm not denying that we're screwing ourselves. And yes, if the ice caps melt and, you know, we wash out coastal cities and, you know, you get famine and drought and all the rest of the wonderful things that can happen with climate change. Because right now, like, what, the West Coast is burning and the East Coast is flooding. We're not going to die.
It's going great.
Yes, people will die and potentially, you know, hundreds of millions or maybe a billion people, but it's a planet of 8 billion people. So while we're screwing ourselves, yes, humanity being doomed, no, the planet will be fine. You know, the planet will keep going on. It's not as if the planet warms 2 degrees and the planet shuts down. We'll just unfortunately have an unmitigated disaster on our hands, the likes of which we'll never see. But, you know, we've had super volcanoes explode. We've come to the brink of extinction as a people 700,000 years ago, whatever it was. You know, you've had all kinds of stuff happen, and yet we still go on. It's just that life will be radically different.
Well, that's just one part of the equation as well. I mean, I'm just looking around the climate of the world right now. Everyone hates each other and is incredibly angry. So
there are other
what does that lead to?
That don't even think it's the climate. They think it's people.
Yeah.
It's human beings' nature.
Oh, we're terrible.
To eliminate everyone.
Well, they,
eventually.
Again, if you read any book that talks about the history of people, the moment humans, or even like, you know, from Neanderthal to humans, the moment we arrive on the scene, the thing we do better than anything else is kill. Like, that is what we do. It, you know, we first land in Australia and we wipe them off the face of the planet, all the large animals. I mean, I think it's something like we've killed, I want to say it's like 70% of the species that have ever walked on the earth. We have eliminated them, and now we're doing it to the ocean. So I guess if you want to look at it from that standpoint, yeah, that is what we do. We kill things. It's the best thing we're good at.
A major study of 10,000 young people across 10 different countries says 56% of young people think humanity is doomed.
It's actually a little lower than I would have thought.
Yeah.
So we're look at almost half of us being cockeyed optimist.
Yeah. According to what its authors say is the world's largest ever study into young people's fears, 45% of 16 to 25-year-olds said climate-related anxiety and distress is affecting their daily lives and ability to function normally. Almost 60% of the 10,000 young people surveyed across 10 countries attributed this to their national governments, who they said were betraying them and future generations through their inaction.
Now, that part I agree with.
56% of people surveyed said they agreed with the statement that humanity is doomed, while 75% said they believed the future was frightening.
Mm. Well, I do agree with, in one sense, I get why it's scary, but I would also like to state, and I don't think it's debatable, greatest time ever to be alive, and it's not even close. Life expectancy through the roof, quality of life through
the
roof.
You don't think it was the 1500s?
No, it wasn't. Like, that's the only thing I kind of get on young people about, is they always do this, oh my God, why do I have to be born now? I'm like, shut up. Pick another time that you want to be born in. Like, there is
maybe the future.
Maybe there is no, but if you're going to be all doomy and gloomy and say it's only going to get worse, look, there's never been a better time to be born ever. And there's never a better place to be born than right here and now. So, you know, you can go back to any point in time. Like, the whole human existence is just violent and awful and war and just like the worst of the worst. And I know things kind of look bleak right now. But again, it's the best time to be alive. It's just that, you know, we're facing some problems of our own creation, but I'd still rather take now than I would in certainly the 1950s or 60s or God, go back and look at anything from the 1800s and then go back to biblical times. That's some depressing crap.
Here's a question. If you had to go back to a time period pre-1900.
Ugh.
Yeah, because Just a lot's all, changed in the last 120 years. So pre-1900, what would you choose?
That can be anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
But
you have to pick a time, and you can't say, well, I'd be a rich guy.
Yeah, you're just a normal dude.
You're just an average. You're Sook.
I think
you're
I'm
a pretty successful guy.
I know this is going to be weird because I'm super white. Can I change my race? Can I do that?
No. What are you, Rachel Dolezal?
Well, I kind of want to go Native American, man. That seemed like a pretty good...
But you're not.
I know.
You're white Jason Sakanik.
I guess I'm going post-Viking Scandinavia.
Which was what years? What are we looking at?
The Viking era was a couple hundred years starting in 700.
Whoa.
And so you're going, you know, you're going, you know, 1000 AD, I guess, you know, shortly thereafter when everything kind of stabilized and there was no more raids and whatever. I guess I'm taking that. Again, from what I've read, pretty good quality.
Pretty good, because everything had settled down.
No more, you know, kind of major wars and conflicts. All the countries, you know, Norway, Sweden, Finland, everything had kind of been settled. But, you know, good quality of life, an abundance of, an abundance of food, and it seemed like a halfway decent quality of life. You know, there's something about that that's kind of appealing to me. Like, whenever I read about the Native Americans before we showed up, and yes, there was war between, you know, different factions, different tribes, but, you know, they seemed like a pretty happy people. Life made sense to them. You know, they respected the land and, you know, lived off of it. And, I don't know, that seems like a halfway decent existence. But then chances are, you know, I get some sort of disease or I get a nick on my hand and it turns septic and I'm dead at 23. So,
yeah, but you got to go somewhere.
You got to go. So that's I'm going Scandinavia post Viking, because while the Viking thing, like, I love that. Like, I love reading about that in my culture and heritage. That's a lot of violence and it's a lot of war. And, you know, that's a lot of me taking an axe to the back during the middle of a raid. So. To go when it all settles down.
Now, Ranker has a list of, because, you know, people thumb up or thumb down, you know?
Yeah.
Which era would you want to live in? Now, this isn't pre-1900, okay?
Yeah.
But I'll give you five.
Okay.
And you rank them how you think people ranked them, okay?
Sure.
Ancient Greece.
Okay. That's probably going to be pretty high.
1960s America.
All right. Again, am I white? That makes a difference.
The Renaissance, European Renaissance.
Yeah.
1950s America or the Roaring Twenties?
All right. I'm going to say the 1950s America is one, Roaring Twenties two.
You got it backwards.
I got it backwards. Roaring Twenties.
Close. They chose the Roaring Twenties number one.
Yeah. They realized the whole Great Depression thing, but...
I know, but for a time it was roaring.
Yeah, okay, then the 50s, they're gone?
They were all humping.
Yeah, then I'll go the 50s. Then
that is second.
Then I'll go Renaissance, Greek, and then the 60s with the whole... can't believe those people wanted civil rights.
Renaissance, yes. 60s came before ancient Greece.
Okay.
But number one I left off purposefully. the number one on Ranker. So people, that's two through want. Six.
Yeah.
Number one on Ranker, which era would you want to live in?
Yeah.
L.A. in the 1980s. Which is why we're doomed.
Sunset Strip, baby. Motley Crue, Too Fast for Love.
Valley Girls, the whole thing. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
All right, here's John. Ducks something or other coming up next. What's up?
Nobody seemed to know where.
I'm going to Italian Renaissance for my period in history outside of earlier than 1900.
No, yeah, why?
I just think it'd be pretty cool. Italy. I mean, you've been to Italy. I've seen the beefcake photos.
Yeah.
And you could do a lot worse than hanging out in Italy. And the Renaissance seems like it was a pretty cool time. You know, you have a lot of art and culture and innovation springing forth in that part of the world. Now, true, it's on the heels of the plague, which wiped out like a third of the population. Yeah. So if you survived the plague, I would imagine that the Italian Renaissance would have been pretty cool to hang out in.
And that's where I went with my first, although, you know, I got eliminated because of the whole white thing. But again,
Have you seen Dances with Wolves?
Yeah, see, there you go. Like, if I could be Tatanka.
You could have been John Dunbar. You could totally pull that off.
You know what I mean, though? That seemed like a, instead of toiling in some crappy job, like, you know, where you're being a blacksmith and melting your face off and, you know, all just the horrible diseases that those cities, I mean, it was just terrible. I kind of feel like before we showed up, the Native Americans kind of had it going on. Like, it was a pretty good life, and it wasn't, you didn't work a job, and you kind of had some free love going on, and everyone raised everyone's kids, and you roamed the plain, Lord of the Plains.
Yeah. No, it's one of those, like when you watch, like,
casinos, you know, and all those casinos, you could bet, you could play a lot of blackjack.
Play a lot of blackjack, yeah.
Well, it's like when you watch, like, The Walking Dead or, like, a zombie show, right? And you think, you know, everything that's important to us right now, right? That all gets wiped out. There's no more job. There's no more anything. You just literally, your job is to find food and water every day and not die.
Yeah.
And then you go back, and that was life for a long time. Like, the Native Americans, like you brought up, that's what they did all day. They had to find food and water and then not die from, you know, whatever was out there. And unfortunately, we came along and ruined it for them. So I'll give you that. That's a pretty solid time, and I totally think you could John Dunbar it.
Well, it was a simpler time. You know, you'd live in your little tribe, and you didn't even know other tribes existed.
Not a lot of them. I mean,
you just hang around.
You got your own little world, and
kill a couple things for food, and you're good.
Yeah, it made sense. I guess that was my thing, is a simpler time, because whenever I think of, like, massive city living and, like, the lack of sewers and just, you know, it's just, that nothing appeals to me about society in general, like in cities at any point, really pre, like, 1950.
Yeah, but there is something to, I mean, I don't know, you could probably pull it off. Like, the opposite of that is you're out, you know, isolation, right? You're not in the city, you're out roaming the plains or, you know, doing the Viking thing. And there was probably other people, but that's fairly isolated. There's a drawback to that, although, you know, I think you have the sensibility to pull that off.
Pretty stressful, though. I mean, it's not like you're getting good night's sleep.
No.
And you got to go find more food.
Yeah, and you got to worry about winter and stocking up.
You got to worry about some guy getting at your girl.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the kind
of... There were no rules.
Well, that's kind of the tricky part is like, that's why I go back to this idea of, you know, people that say it's, and I'd rather live back whenever. I'm like, the hell you would.
Dude, that'd be stressful.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, again, I brought up the Vikings, but they just... For 350 years, they just sailed around, and then they landed somewhere and were like, I'm going to kill you and take your women, and then just that was just what you did.
And you're one of them.
And everyone did it, though. You just showed up at a place and were like, well, I want that, so I'm going to... And there were no repercussions. It just, you know, and at least now, you don't have that. Everything, for the most part, is fairly stabilized. And, you know, back in the day... Well, I just don't think people have a true understanding of just how violent and barbaric life was.
Right? You're on your little homestead with your wife and your kids and your cows, and you're hanging out, and somebody rides up and shoots you and takes it.
Yes.
And they get away with
it. So it's like Afghanistan.
Yeah,
yes, exactly. But on a massive scale. Like, there's a great scene in the movie Apocalypto, where, you know, they're running around and they're chasing each other, and it's this little kind of war thing, and they you know, these two tribes, and they come up on a beach, and the Spanish, the conquistadors, show up, and these big Spanish galleons, and they're just staring at it. I'm like, what would you, like, you just have your little world, and then you look out there, and it's the equivalent of the alien mothership landing on your shore, and we know how that's gonna go.
Well, my second option would be any time in history prior to 1977. because the Mariners wouldn't exist and I'd have a lot simpler life.
Yeah, that one hurt today, man. It hurt.
All right, have a good night.
All right, love you guys.
All right, love everybody. All right, coming up next is the Oregon Ducks Coaches Show. Probably a pretty good week to listen to some coach talk, right?
Yes.
They beat Ohio State.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I did. Guessing Cristobal will talk about it. Whatever coach they have on there.
Yeah, they just, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know who they have. It's going to be exciting to find out.
Let's tune in and find
on
out.
On our way home. And then stay tuned because after them, or after that, is them. And I'm pointing at Mike, Joe, and Patrick with Hot Corner, which will be at 8. So, don't change that channel. Don't touch that dial, as they say in the radio
business. There is no doubt. Don't touch the button.
Oh, yeah. Don't turn us off, okay? We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.